ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Milwaukee is a special place for Native Americans. The city is home to the largest population of Native Americans living in any city east of the Mississippi River. And UW-Milwaukee, through its Electaquinny Institute, has long been committed to serving that population. There currently are about 500 students at UWM who identify as Native Americans. Last week on this program, we talked about the educational programs at UWM designed to support Native American students. And this week, as promised, we have a special second part of our programming on this topic. And you, my friends, are in for a special treat. Because in the studio is the Minnewaukee Chi Biju Wug. That's a Native American big drum group that is going to perform for us. We have 9 members of the group in the studio today, including Margaret Newton, who's the director of the Electaquinny Institute at UWM. Margaret is also an associate professor of English and American Indian Studies on campus. Margaret, welcome back to the studio.
Bonjour, Tom.
Yes, yes. My first bit of Native American dialect, right?
Exactly.
How nice for you to come back. And we have now many friends of yours accompanying you as we are going to introduce our listeners to some of the music that you perform. The music all centers around the sacred drum. Let's talk about the drum that is sitting in the studio right in front of us.
So the drum that we have here is a drum that's been on campus for a very long time. There are some drums and songs that would be in ceremonies only, but this is a drum that was constructed by elders throughout the state of Wisconsin across several of the different nations for the purpose of raising visibility on our campus and with the hope that people would be reviving the language and teaching as many people in Milwaukee and on our campus to use the language and enjoy Native culture as possible.
What's the history of drums and Native Americans?
Every nation would have a completely different story, and sometimes within one nation you have very different ideas. Some nations, people reserve them just for healing purposes. Some people will use them just for ceremonies that are more sacred. Some people use them all the time just to get together. They get together in a kitchen, get together in a large open space. Now people are often familiar with them at powwows, but drums have been a part of culture for a very long time.
Well, we're talking about the drum and the music. Let's listen to some of it. What is the first song we're going to hear?
So the first song is the American Indian Movement song, which people who are over 50 would recognize from the 1970s as a song that was an anthem. When I grew up, people would take their hats off the minute they heard it and stand up. It was that kind of song. It was the song that everyone across many nations knew. This version that you hear today is in the Ojibwe language. Some of the AIM leaders, Clyde and Vernon Bellacourt, were given Sema and asked if it would be okay to sing this song in the language, and they said definitely. They wanted the next generation to be proud of who they were and get as many people to sing it in Ojibwe as we could. So we do that often.
And here is Minnewaukee Chi Biju Wug from UWM's campus performing the first song.
Yeah.
That's the American Indian Movement song, performed right here in the WUWM studios by Minnewaking Chi Biju Wug. That is the performance group that has been organized as part of the Electa Quinney Institute. In the studio with us is Margaret Newton, who is the head of the institute. And alongside her, we have Nathan Brew. Nathan, you're the key drummer, the lead drummer, I guess, in the studio. How did you get interested in performing as you are today?
Well, I'm the drum keeper of the group. I'm the one that looks over the drum, make sure that it's being cared for correctly. So as far as the leaders, I wouldn't consider myself a leader. I would consider just caring for the drum and making sure that it's taken care of appropriately. I found the drum in the American Indian Student Services office, started taking it out and feasted it and started caring for it the way I was taught by my uncle from the Kiskus First Nation. With that and the help of Margaret Noonan, we came across these songs and in the language class decided that some of us would learn better singing the language. So we would get together and start singing and practicing, at which point many people started coming here to drum and wanted to be a part of it. So our group fluctuates from time to time. This is right here is 9 of us. There's many more that are out there that couldn't make it today. But as I said, you know, they come and go. And once they hear the drum, they show up and we sing and laugh and have a good time, which is what the drum is for. It's a healing in essence of bringing the community together. And because it's a teaching drum, we allow everyone from different nations to sit on a drum and sing and learn the Ojibwe language. As long as they come with a good heart and good intention, we don't discriminate.
I sense a real joyfulness here in the studio, both with you and your two fellow drummers and the singers.
That's correct. It brings out happiness in a lot of people. Everyone that has sat on this drum and sang, when they leave, they feel happier about everything. No matter what stress that they had coming into it, it seems to have dissipated by the time we're done singing.
Well, let's listen to another song performed by the group, and this one is Meet Me by the Water. What's the story behind that?
It was Brendan McIntyre from Toronto wrote it and started singing it in Toronto, and with her permission, she has passed it down to basically us to sing through Margaret Newton.
And Margaret, the meaning of the song, what does it represent?
It's a song that talks about folks coming together and gathering by the water, particularly at a time when the moon is full. It's something that happens regularly in a lot of spaces, sometimes a large group of people, sometimes just a few get together and be thankful for the water that we have. And here in Milwaukee, it's a very appropriate song, obviously.
Well, let's give it a listen. Meet Me by the Water.
Yeah.
You're listening to a special edition of UWM Today. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio, we've got nine members of the Minnewaukee Chi Biju Woog. That is a Native American big drum group that resides at the UWM campus, all connected to the Electa Quinney Institute, which is committed to serving the Native American population on the UWM campus. One of the women who is singing alongside our drummers is Cindy Bergloff. And Cindy, welcome to the program. And I could tell as you were singing those songs, there was joy in your eyes.
Yeah. These a lot of these songs are really special to me. When I came to UWM my first year, actually I left after my first year here because I didn't have that community that I needed. So coming back after my first year, I took 2 years off of school and came back and found the Anishinaabe Mon program and found my way to this drum group and felt really comfortable enough to finish my bachelor's degree here.
And it sounds like the singing is a huge part of the experience with your fellow Native Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. It's helped me really build community, and not only like community on our own campus, but allowed me to really challenge myself so then I can go beyond UWM and challenge myself to put myself in spaces I may feel uncomfortable.
And not everybody singing alongside you is a Native American.
No, that's correct. We have a lot of folks representing many different communities, both Native and non-Native. So it's really nice to know that we have folks who are allies throughout the whole university.
So Margaret, who leads the Electa Quinney Institute, you have students from all over, not just Wisconsin, who have come to study at UWM in the Native American program.
Yeah, definitely. When you have a language program on a university campus and it's a public institution, you have to welcome everybody. We kind of think this is happening late, but we feel everybody in this area ought to learn about our language and our traditions. And so it is a very open setting, and we make sure that the songs that we're sharing are appropriate for that. But it's been great to have people make connections and find their way.
Well, this is such a special treat to have the singers and the drum in our studio, and we're going to listen to another song. This one is, I understand, connected to Canada.
Yeah, this is the Strong Women song, and it was first sung in the 1970s in Ontario when women were protesting some of the political situations they found themselves in up there. And it was more recently revived during the Idle No More movement, and it continues to be a song that people on both sides of that, what we call the medicine line, the border between Canada and the U.S., is recognizable as a song of activism.
So here it goes, the Strong Women song. That's the Strong Women's Song, performed here in the WUWM studios by the Minnewaukee Chi Biju Woog. That's a Native American big drum group located on the UWM campus, made up of Native American students and some non-Native American students who are working alongside their brothers and sisters on the UWM campus. We have three of the other members of the group in front of the mics right now, including Marcus, Marcus Carriaga. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How did you get involved in this?
Well, I'm a student here at UW Milwaukee, and they asked me to come sing with them one time, so I started singing.
And you yourself are Native American.
I'm a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and I'm also Lipan Apache from Texas. And yeah, I'm a veteran as well.
Well, and you have an amazing necklace, a pendant around your neck. Describe that.
Well, I served with 2nd Battalion 1st Marines in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And so that's a tribute to those years that you served defending the country?
Yeah, I like to think that I represent my tribe and Native Americans, so I like to come around and represent the Marine Corps as well, too.
You do. How wonderful to be both drummer and an alum of the Marine Corps. What does it mean to you to be able to play the sacred drum and sing the Native American songs after having traveled halfway around the world on behalf of this country defending us?
Yeah, after being around the world and seeing combat in two different theaters, I'm just really happy to be here singing.
Well, congratulations on the wonderful work you're doing for us today. And again, thank you for your service. Right alongside Marcus is Elizabeth Loomer. And Elizabeth, you're not Native American.
That's correct.
I understand there's some German history in your background.
Yes, yes. I have family heritage, German.
So how did you get involved, not only in perhaps taking some classes in Native American studies, but actually performing alongside the others who are here with the sacred drum?
I'm an undergraduate student in anthropology and the AIS program, so the language program with Margaret, and they were talking about doing the big drum, and it's just, as a cultural anthropologist, it's interesting to me, and just to learn about the other cultures, and it's such a big part of this area that growing up I heard nothing about being from this area, so just basically trying to play catch up on who was here before us and just trying to learn.
And how amazing to be learning so much that's not in a textbook, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. There's things that you're learning in this group, and just little things even today, learning something that just you wouldn't know unless you were involved and talking with the people and learning directly from people. It's something you can't learn in a textbook.
Wonderful. And right alongside is Morgan Thiel. Morgan, how did you get interested in helping out?
Well, I'm actually Native American and I'm German, so I'm a mixed blood, and that's fine with me. My family, we grew up, and within the last five generations, a lot of our heritage was lost. So I'm very proud of the fact that we have this opportunity located on our campus, because to me, like, it meant a lot that I could finally help get my family back introduced into it. I was the first in five generations to speak and learn the language, as in I also help like teach some of the crafts as well with my family, and I'm very proud that I was able to bring that back to my family as well as the community around me.
So how did your family react knowing that you're really bringing part of their history back alive?
Well, my mom's very, very proud. She's actually on the board of the American Indian Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin, but the rest of the family, a lot of them have just lost their connection to it, so it's really good that I've been able to help try to reestablish that, and I'm getting a lot of support, and I'm really happy with that.
Well, and I could tell all three of you really got into the singing, and it just so amazing. I could see it on your faces, the joy and the pleasure of being able to sing the songs that are so closely tied to the history of this country, even though so many of us know so little about it. So thank you so much for keeping it alive. Margaret, come on back in, because we have just a bit left in this program before we finish up for today. And we have one final song that we would like to introduce to our audience before we conclude this edition of UWM Today. And it is the Traveler Song.
Yeah, the Traveling Song is one that many people have told me comes from the western edge of our nation over near Manitoba. And it's a song that we often sing when people go away from being together, and we hope that they are safe, especially veterans that we know, but anyone really. Whenever you have to leave friends and relatives and you want to wish them a safe journey, the Traveling Song is a good way to do that.
Well, for our listeners to this special edition of UWM Today, what a perfect way to end the program, but with a Traveler's Song. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Tom Lujack, and again, you've been listening to a special performance by the Minnewaukee Chi Biju Woog, the Native American drum group located on the UWM campus. Let's listen to the final Traveling Song.
Yeah.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.